Listening to Illinois Public Media, I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason. Here's what the weather forecast looks like for this third day of March today. Rain, some snow. That'll come before 3 o'clock in the afternoon. A high of 40 degrees today in the area. Southeast winds at 5 to 7. They'll be light and variable. Chance of precipitation set at 90%. Total daytime snow accumulation of less than half an inch. And then tonight, a 20% chance of snow before 9 o'clock. Cloudy, gradually becoming partly cloudy. A low of 26 on a north wind at 5 to 7. Apparently no accumulation this evening. Tomorrow, partly sunny skies and 41 degrees. Northwest winds at about 5 miles an hour. They'll be calm in the morning. Here's what the numbers look like in Chicago at this hour. March wheat futures are down, or rather up, 3 cents at 445 and three quarters. The July soft red at 460 and a quarter is up 4. The hard red July up 5 cents at 469 and a half. Corn futures trading a penny lower in the March at 353 and a half. May down three quarters at 355 and a half. And December at 374 and three quarters up a quarter. Soy complex, March beans up a quarter at 854 and a half. And July at 868 and a quarter up a half. November beans 875 and a half higher. Bean meal futures up a dime at 260. 61.30 and the bean oil at 30.40. That's up 23. Live cattle futures are down 77.5 cents in the April. That's actually the lean hogs at $69.27.5. Live cattle at $135.22.5 are down $1.07.5. And the feeder cattle in March are down $1.12.5. They're at $157.17.5. Hey, I want to take just a moment of your time to talk to you about some of the changes that are coming to WOLL's on-air agricultural programming at this point. This segment, the mid-morning market report, it's going to go away on the 14th day of March, not very far away now, and there are a series of reasons that have converged to that point, and I want to talk to you just a bit about them. First is the change in the CME Group's trading hours a few years back. It used to be that WOLL aired a pre-opening and an opening market report with the opening of the Chicago Board of Trade in between. That, of course, no longer happens. Secondly, budgets, well, they're really tight right here on campus, and we're doing more with fewer people. For instance, up until last summer, three people were involved in the content that I produced for both U of I Extension and WOLL. Now, two of those have retired, and they won't be replaced. Fortunately, technology has mostly now allowed enough production efficiency for this not to be terribly burdensome. And finally, WOLL, starting March the 14th, will bring some stability to its 9 and 10 o'clock hours. On Point will anchor those time slots. It, of course, is a really good talk show. So, three things have come together. Will you lose something? Well, yes, of course you will, but you'll also gain if you're one of our agricultural listeners. Our product category is targeted to your phone. For about a decade, it's been that way, and we just keep adding items there. At Commodity Week on Twitter is the most recent acquisition, and it happens 7 days a week, around the clock. At a minimum, you see the results of this on USDA Report Day, because the numbers arrive on our website, on your Twitter account, on your phone, within seconds of the time they're released from the United States Department of Agriculture. We're getting more efficient. We're getting better targeted. You won't lose a single voice on air. All of them will still be here, and we'll be in even greater contact over time. Thank you for understanding. The changes, of course, are coming Monday, March the 14th. One of the people that will be affected, I suppose, is Dan Zwicker. It's Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas. But hey, Dan's retired too, so I suppose not such a bad deal, Dan, for you. Honestly, I think this works out pretty well for almost everybody involved. And thanks for traveling this week in the state of Illinois with me, because we've been out a lot. You were in Litchfield yesterday and in Sherman on Tuesday night. We had some great outings, didn't we?
Yes, we sure did, and I really did enjoy seeing old friends that have been made through my market analysis days, from AgriVisor to through ADM and CGB, and now back with Zwicker Consulting, and had some good discussions, and it was really enjoyable to see a lot of those old acquaintances and friends that one has built up over the years.
Yeah, you're a pretty good example. You changed several times over the years, and we've been steadily with you. So change just happens from time to time. Speaking of change, what do you see in the marketplace at this point?
Well, at the moment, you know, the main focus is South America, And, you know, South America crop, whether it's going up or going down, we know we've got a big crop. I mean, most of your private estimates have come out with ratcheting the overall volume or production levels higher. That's going to be an extreme burden, I think, for us to compete in the world market once those inventories begin to be dispersed around the world later this spring and during the summer months. You know, like I told the crowd one of the nights that when I first got started in this business, the total South American crop was 5 million tons. And now we're talking about 150 million tons. So it is really something to watch how big South America has become. And, you know, and it's a worry, at least from the U.S. agricultural point of view, is because they are a year-round supplier now of inventory. And that just makes it very tough for us to compete in an environment like that. And, of course, this year we can really see what's happening with our corn exports and our bean exports, even though our weekly sales here were pretty decent. They were above last week and I think above the four-week average, but we're still lagging last year significantly, and it just doesn't look like we're going to be able to catch up, especially if South America goes ahead and fulfills their current projections. Now, that crop's not in the bin yet, so we still could have some weather issues, but that's what's kind of hanging over the marketplace for right now. Short term, since we haven't been able to move a lot of grain out of the country, farmers therefore own more grain in their bins, and the trade knows it. And basically what the market is waiting for is something new to come into the picture. And I would suspect that has to be the growing season. And while they're planting corn in Texas, there's not going to be any corn planting in Illinois, I don't think, for at least a few weeks anyway, with the snow that we have here in northern Illinois. But you know, it's been 4 years or so since we had the big dry spell in 2012. So as we go down the road, the odds become increasingly that we will have another weather issue, whether it's 16 or 17. The odds do say that, that can change the supply-demand tables pretty quick. I think outside market activity is just really hard to get your arms around. The currency issues, precious metals, stock indexes, equities, it's just has really changed a lot, at least over my career, and it's really hard to get your arms around the big picture, because as soon as you think you do, something else kind of comes on the table, and then you got to rethink the whole process out again.
So the two things that we've been rethinking in the last year, and most of you have thought about the dollar as it relates to the export market, but the crude oil as it's related to corn and energies, and then in general, I think, across the whole of commodities has been sort of the one that has driven things. Will it manage to make a turnaround, do you suppose, and can that help out the bottom line for commodities like corn and soybeans and wheat?
Well, it's like anything. Once everybody, it's just kind of like agriculture, once we bring land into production, it takes a while to bring it into production. And then once it's into production and prices are low, it takes a while to take it out of production. And that's what we're seeing, the same process in the oil fields. New oil fields have been put into place over the last 7 to 10 years, and now, you know, the least efficient wells are probably going to start closing down, and the more efficient ones will continue to operate. But I see yesterday or the day before that we had a record production here in the United States. So far, the $30 oil hasn't stopped too much anyway.
Yeah, record production, that despite oil rigs being down 75% of the rig count, I guess. Hey, thanks so much. I do appreciate it. And we'll talk with you again this afternoon.
Very well.
That, of course, is Dan Zwicker. He's at Zwicker Consulting out of Waco, Texas, traveling in Illinois this week and staying with his father, as you probably well know, up in the northwestern part of the state. He will be at our All Dag Outlook next week on Tuesday. If you haven't gotten your tickets, Dan was on a good roll this week. Trust me, just coming to see Dan will be worthwhile, but we'll have a lot of people there, and it's worth the ticket at WILLAG.org. This is AM 580, FM 90.9, HD